welcome back to a coverage of the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally. It is, of course, day one, and the leading cars have completed two of the opening three stages in this first loop of the event. I'm standing here just on the main road heading into Carindonagh at the end of the Cool Cross stage. Now, there has been a delay to this event. They were late start in the second stage, Mamore Gap, which means that knocks into now. They may be able to cross some of that time back after service when they're heading out for the second loop of the day, but we are waiting the leading crews to come off here, and they're still a considerable time away, so they are, because just some of the course cars and the official cars are making their way through at the moment. But the big news is, of course, the leader of this event is the man that got the podium in the ERC last week. For Manaman, John Armstrong, who's competing in this event for the first time, he's driving that Ford Fiesta Rally 2. Shane Byrne from Brooklis in Donegal, the southwest of the county, is his navigator, and unofficially they are leading this event. Now, if you do see the timesheets, you'll see that David Kelly is actually leading this rally, and it says by 7 seconds, but the time card was wrong, so you add 10 seconds on to David Kelly's card, which drops him to third. The leader is Armstrong alongside Byrne, and they have a 1.2 second advantage over Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan and the Skoda Fabia. They, of course, are the defending champions. The story of the day so far, Callum and Noel and John and Shane, they had an equal fastest time on the opening stage in Malin Head in front of massive crowds. It has to be said that there's big crowds out in the stages today. Aidan Harper, president of Motorsport Ireland, is one of the last of the course cars to come off the stage, and he was telling us in Malin that there was huge crowds. He's never seen anything like it on Malin before. It was big last year. It's even bigger this year. That is a similar case in Mamore Gap as well. So people are coming out to watch this rally, and they are leaving early and getting under the stages and staying in there. But that first stage in Malin, Callum and Noel and John and Shane, they had the equal fastest time. Into stage two, the quickest man in there was John Armstrong in a time of 6:48.5. Callum Devine, 6:49.7. And David Kelly and Arthur Cairns in the Volkswagen Polo, 6:49.2. They actually had the second fastest time. So what? 1.2 overall separates Devine and Armstrong. Armstrong is out in front on his first tilt at the Donegal International Rally. That means David Kelly is in third position with Arthur Cairns in the polo, 2.9 adrift. Marian Evans sits in fourth. Jared Conway on board. That's the first of the Yaris cars. 6.3 adrift of Kelly. Then we have William Creighton and alongside him, Liam O'Regan. Now, they just haven't got up to the total pace yet of this event. They sit fifth overall, just under 2 seconds adrift of Evans and 16.4 off the pace of Armstrong. Then we have Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes sitting in sixth position. They, of course, are the 2022 winners of this event, and they're just 0.3 adrift of Creighton. Hayden Padden, the man from New Zealand, the two-time ERC champion, he had his difficulties in stage two. He had a spin and he lost around about 10 seconds or thereabouts at the start of that Mamore Gap stage. Himself and Dave Moynihan in the Hyundai are seventh overall, 2.8 seconds adrift of Moffat and 19.5 down on the leader, John Armstrong. Declan Boyle is in eighth position. Declan, of course, with Patrick Walsh and the Skoda Fabia, they sit in eighth, a further 3.6 behind there. His son, Michael Boyle, is 8.6 adrift off his father's pace after two stages. Dermot McCafferty on board. They are also in a Skoda Fabia. And the top 10 is wrapped up by James Ford and Neil Shanks in the Citroen C3. Outside of that, Kevin Eaves is in 11th position. Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore are the top two-wheel drive car. We'll talk about that in a moment. They're 13th position overall. Aidan Ray, 14th. And elsewhere, Dale McGettigan's on with Ryan Loughran. They sit in 16th. Ryan McHugh, 17th. And Gary McPhillips is in 18th. So what we'll do is just take a very quick look in to see how the the two-wheel drive category is faring out after two stages, and what we will be able to tell you is that Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore, winners of this modified category, twice in the last 3 years, lead by 13 seconds after two stages from Gary McPhillips' escort. Conor Harvey's third in the class, a further, 15 adrift and third with Eamon Doherty on board. David Bogie had trouble today. He's 29 seconds off the pace and fourth in the class. And Mark Alcorn and James McNulty are currently in fifth position, 35 seconds off the pace of Kevin Gallagher after two stages. So there you go. That's a comprehensive wrap of what has happened so far on the opening two stages. The last stage of the first loop of this event is Cool Cross. Now, they were due here at around about 1:15. That is not the case. There is a considerable delay, I would say, of about maybe 15 or 20 minutes at the very least before we see them coming off here. They were going to service in Carndonagh. Chris Ashmore is in service for Highland Radio Sport, and he'll be speaking to the crews coming into service, the leading crews, and those pieces, of course, will be available on our website, highlandradio.com. But I'll be back with you with another update from the end of Cool Cross real soon.